Hour with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning. How are you doing, darling?
Very well, thank you.
Wonderful.
Do you sleep well?
I did sleep well. I slept like a baby. I went to bed like at 8:30. Who does that these days?
You know what? It's really, I was thinking about that last night. I went to bed so early and I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I'm like a kid.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Like, I think I go to bed earlier now.
Did you jump, than the kids you next don't door. Wear pyjamas, do you?
No, I don't. Okay, so I wear them before bed, then I take
did you
them
have
off.
A shower and then just go yep. jump into the bed?
Absolutely.
Adorable.
Slept like a baby.
I always put moisturiser after the shower.
Do you? Where?
Yep. Just all over my body.
Coming up, I've got a solution to make me a little bit taller.
Oh my
you
God.
Might like it too.
No way.
You always want to be a bit taller?
Yeah, I did. Not anymore, though. I'm enjoying my little hurt.
I might try them. Also, the sexiest town in the country. And you might be quite surprised by that. Anastasia, Townsville has been voted as the sexiest town in Australia.
No
according
way.
To the I know.
That's
it's really surprising.
That's my dad's favourite town.
Really?
That's probably why.
It's basically done because an online adult store has done a bit of a research, so I don't know how credible it is. But it's found that Townsville is at the top. Based on the number of adult toys sold in Australia per capita.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yep. Toowoomba was last year, so something happening up there, isn't there, in Queensland, followed by Cairns. And Melbourne and Brisbane hold the fifth and sixth spots,
so
respectively.
So number one is Tasmania?
No, Townsville.
Townsville. Do you know what, though? It's probably because they're quite repressed there. Is that
maybe that's why it is.
Say? And they're a bit like, oh, okay, they can do it behind closed doors, but in front of other people, like, how are you?
Everything's nice and fine. Well, they've released a statement saying, they've got the miners who are FIFO and the Australian Defence Force up there who are often away. So,
do you have any dildos in your bag?
No,
in your backpack.
In my backpack, I don't
usually got other stuff in there. What
no.
Because I saw something pink hanging out as you came in.
Oh, did you?
No?
Oh,
are you sure it's not a dildo?
Maybe my fly was undone.
Now, apparently, Malcolm Turnbull posted online a picture of him and his granddaughter at the footy game.
Right.
Him holding a beer.
Right.
And it's there's 1,000 comments with some questioning Mr. Turnbull's ability to care for the child. Australians need to get back to being Australian, said businessman Dick Smith. And veteran journalist Ita Buttrose said the anger was just too silly for words.
Hang on a second. So Malcolm Turnbull is at the footy.
Yes.
Drinking a beer.
Yep, drinking a beer.
He's got
with his granddaughter.
Granddaughter
at the footy
there.
While holding a beer, right? He's posted it online and people have gone crazy. There's been over 1,000 comments with some questioning his ability to take care of his granddaughter.
So he's having
the
one
granddaughter
beer.
Looks like she's about 3 months old. He's cuddling her, he's kissing her little head, and he's got a beer in the other hand. And people are outraged at you can't care for
she's not drinking the beer.
No, well, I hope not. Let me have a look closely. No, she's not.
I don't know why. I don't
can't
see
a straw there.
I don't see what the outrage is.
I don't see what the outrage is either. Come on.
And what are they saying? We need to get back to our Australian.
Well, Ida Buttrose says we need to get back to being Australian. Well, so does Dick Smith. They're like, come on, what's the outrage? Why are we making such a big deal about it? And I would actually tend to agree.
Look, if he's having one beer, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
If he's having a whole, I don't know, cast, maybe.
Totally.
It's a different story, but you can't tell from one photo.
Exactly.
No.
You need to get back to being Australian.
Storm
I
in
think.
A teacup.
Exactly.
In a beer bottle. Anastasia, a groom to be.
Yes.
And his 29 mates were left more than $21,000 out of pocket after his fiance allegedly faked their bachelor's party.
What?
Getaway.
How do you fake a bachelor's party?
She faked it. She pretended to print tickets and she printed fake tickets and hotel bookings and took $720 from each of the guests.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they turned up to the airport to go away for his party and the tickets weren't valid and the hotel reservation did not exist. And sources claim that she was seeking revenge after mistakenly believing that her fiancé had cheated on her.
Oh, my God. So she made a mistake. He actually wasn't cheating on her? Or
no, I don't think so. But she then fled. She's left, disappeared, stealing the $21,000. The poor
she's
guy.
She's probably been dumped. Yeah, well, he's probably dumped her.
How would you?
Unless they're making up.
Oh.
You know, as no. we speak, I'm sorry, babe.
I'm sorry I took your $21,000. How bad would that be?
It's kind of funny.
I'd be furious.
$21,000.
If it
was true.
Oh, my God. Imagine the makeup
sex. Hey, how was your weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend,
did
thank you. Yeah.
Great. What did you get up to?
Went skiing.
Yes.
I took my father skiing, actually.
What
He's
was that like?
75 years old.
Wow.
He was doing really, really well.
Was he?
Yeah, getting around, keeping up. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
I was quite surprised. But
yes.
I ran into, there were two really cute instructors, and I was chatting to them, and I thought, oh my God, they're so sensitive. I was on the chairlift with them, and we were just talking, and they were absolutely stunning. And turns out they were a gay couple. It was amazing. It was so good. And they from the United States, and
how adorable.
They instruct over there every year at one of the resorts, and then they come over here.
Sleep in the middle. Oh,
well, I was sitting in the middle, actually. There were three of us on the chair at the one time. Oh, they were beautiful.
That's adorable.
Yeah. There was an article in The Guardian this weekend. Artificial intelligence can apparently accurately guess whether we're gay or straight based on photos of our faces.
You're kidding.
According to new research that suggests that they've got better gaydar than what we have.
Right.
Yeah, the study was done by Stanford University, and it says that gay men have narrower jaws, longer noses.
Yep, that explains jaws, yep.
Larger foreheads.
Right.
Than straight men.
A little one, yeah.
And gay women have larger jaws.
Right.
Smaller foreheads compared to straight women.
Okay, well, if anyone looks at me, I've got the biggest forehead you'll ever see, so that's not accurate at all.
But that's only because you've got your hair up.
No, I've got a massive forehead, so...
So maybe it's wrong, but it's got some concerns, though, because what about... that means that, you know, we're taking photos of ourselves. Everyone's posting photos on Instagram and Facebook and everything. So that means companies could go and take your photos and determine your sexuality if this is correct.
It's absolutely
I reckon it's really
absurd.
Frightening stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get a nose job done. Hey, have you ever met any partners through Facebook?
Oh, my God. The last three, absolutely.
Last three?
Yeah.
My last one was as well. But Facebook is, and that's just through people that you're friends with, okay, and you might see their photo or you interact with them, what have you. But they're testing a new interface that resembles a dating app like Tinder, which requires your friends to say whether they're interested in order to start messaging.
Right.
Yeah, so it said... Facebook have issued a statement saying people often use Facebook to make plans with their friends, so we're running a very small test in the Facebook app to make it easier, and we look forward to hearing people's feedback. So what you can do is you can say to your friends, yes, I'd like to meet up with you.
Right.
And if they do the same,
yep.
Then it sends some indication to say, hey, you two would like to meet up in person.
I really like it.
I actually quite like it too, in a way.
Yeah, I deleted my dating app the other day after we had a conversation on the radio about it. I kind of had a long, hard think about it, and I thought, I'm not up for this
right now.
So
it's gone completely?
So maybe this is going to be... the next thing.
Yeah, because I'm not on any dating apps either, and I reckon that... Because you also know a bit about them, don't you?
Well,
you
also spend a lot of time on Facebook as well, so might as well use it to
And you see what they present about their life, like whereas on
you know so much more about them via Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, well, what they've curated anyway.
Exactly.
But whereas with a dating app, you just really get their paragraph and their photo.
So and I at least with Facebook, you're not having to swipe left or right, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's only running in New Zealand and Toronto at this stage.
Oh,
but
thanks for that.
No comment as to whether it's coming.
Thanks for the lead
here.
Up. Thanks for getting us excited.
I got so annoyed yesterday.
What's that, darling?
So annoyed.
Why?
I was at the supermarket.
That never happens with you.
Yeah, but I was at the supermarket and I was buying some fruit and veggies. Normally I go to this fruit and veggie market, but I went there and I was buying stuff and you got the tomatoes there.
Right.
They all look the same.
Yeah, they do look the same. Well, aren't tomatoes supposed to look the same?
they all look the same. And there was this guy there.
Well, I don't know if this is a valid complaint. Tomatoes are red.
They
baby
all look the same. I wrote a complaint. And he's picking them up, each one, and putting them down and picking them up and looking for the slightest little defect
or spot.
Now,
I'm with this guy. I'm with this guy.
Oh.
I'm with this guy completely and utterly because they're not in season at the moment. Most of them are really, really hard. So he's feeling...
He's looking for perfection. And then I was thinking, this is what encourages them to be sprayed so that they all look 100% perfect.
No, darling, you've... obviously not been shopping with a wog. Test everything before
we buy.
I
was so annoyed. I just picked mine up and put it in my trolley.
I usually leave a bite mark in the tomato and leave and go, nah, that's crap!
Do you test fruit and vegetables?
I always test them. I test them for, like, to see if they're ripe enough or whatever. You have to. Otherwise, you're buying crap.
I can understand.
Especially when stuff aren't in season.
I can understand with, like, an avocado, if you're making a salad that evening, you think, well, I don't want it to be too hard. You've got to sort of squeeze it. But not squeeze the sort of daylights out of it, but just a little bit. But he was looking at every single tomato for
a blemish. Are you one of those guys that tries the grapes and then pretends that you've got nothing in your mouth and walk away?
No.
I am.
I don't like grapes.
I've been told off so many times for
it. I might try the nuts.
The nuts,
what about bananas? Mm-hmm. Do you like your bananas hard or soft?
Look, I love hard.
Yeah.
Not hard, like green hard, but I'm like them hard. Anything that's got, like when it's really soft, the banana, the texture is disgusting. I don't know how you eat it.
But the flavour is so much better.
The flavour is disgusting. So you like them soft.
I like them just when
they're... Soft bananas.
Soft bananas. Love a soft banana.
Quite symbolic of your sex life.
Hey, I was driving on the weekend and I saw on this road up in northeastern Victoria, and I'm sure it was this massive black cat, and I'm talking massive. It was like a puma. Why are you laughing?
Are you sure?
I'm sure it was.
No, you were completely sober while you were driving because you don't promote any kind of...
Completely sober, and it was huge, and it was on the side of the road. And I thought, no one's going to believe me if I say that sort of thing.
No.
The funny thing is,
I'm having a really hard time right now.
Years ago, on that exactly the same road, and I was driving, this horse thing ran in front of me, and it stopped and just looked. There's something.
When you say horse thing, was it an actual horse? Or
I don't know.
I don't know what it was.
It was like a mermaid on a horse. I've seen some weird stuff on this. I don't know what it is.
Hey, no one believed me. No one would believe you. What I will say, no one believed me about this when I was living in Sydney, and this is probably a lot less frightening than yours, but I used to see a guy walking his cat. I'm actually not kidding. I'd always be rubbing my eyes because I'd wake up and I'd go out to the front of my place and I'd always see the same guy with the same cat with a lead walking his cat, just bristly walking.
And was it comfortable?
The cat was so comfortable. And I was like, is this actually really happening? I've never seen anyone walk a cat, but I'm not lying. I promise you, if you live in Potts Point in Sydney, 0427JOY949, tell me if you've seen the man walking his cat.
Or let us know, have you seen something weird and no one believes
you? Like Warren, he saw a panther, his height.
I don't know, I'm sure it was
a
black
horse,
panther.
A mermaid horse, was it? Half man, half horse. I believe that.
Maybe
one.
I was just exhausted
that I
from skiing
that
or something.
Way
I don't know.
The panther.
It was a black panther, I'm not joking. There was a really good article in The Age on Saturday about the same-sex marriage vote. It says, titled, "It's Upsetting and Hurtful to Have People Judge Our Lives." It was a fantastic article.
Yes.
I think it probably speaks for a lot of people on how they feel about this postal survey. One of the paragraphs I liked, and I'll read it to you, it says, "When others discuss my rights, they're also discussing their own right to grant or deny them, hence their power over me, their position of superiority and my position of subordination." And that's so true. We've discussed giving away your power here before. And doesn't that encapsulate everything?
Yeah, we're giving away power for others to decide whether we're equal or not. And it's bloody pathetic. I have to say, I went to one of my best friend's book launch on Friday. And just before we got to the launch, she sent me this message saying, P.S. I can't read the other stuff because it's a bit naughty. But she says, P.S. Anastasia, I find this postal plebiscite thing shameful. I am ashamed to be straight when I hear about it. It's absolutely outrageous. Sorry, you have to endure it. And I got really emotional because she's
message.
So busy getting ready for this book launch, and she still had the time to kind of reiterate that message. And it's so shameful.
It's very
that
shameful.
We're handing over the power to everybody else to tell us whether we're good enough.
It's absolutely
ridiculous.
Horrible. But there's a lot of support around. I've noticed a lot of my friends, all my friends are very supportive. But I had my parents over and there was something on the news and my mother got so worked up about it.
Yeah, isn't it
saying,
wonderful?
This is outrageous that we have to do this. How dare they judge you, my son? It was amazing.
It's so beautiful because my parents, I mean, when I came out, they were so non-accepting for years. And now to have your 80-year-old mother say, I can't believe that this is even, they're discussing this, is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, so I reckon this is actually going to be a slight positive of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to bring us closer to our family and friends.
Why don't we put that article up on our Facebook page?
Stick
and like us, we'll just type in Anastasia and Warren and we'll get you to have a little read as well. Hey, now, Warren, you and me have got similar music tastes, but sometimes you're a bit off and I'm a bit off, right? And we might have a little bit of a disagreement or an argument about it. But one thing that we do both agree on is Friday mornings, when we're getting up in the morning and getting ready to do our Friday morning breakfast, we've been texting each other going, oh, my God, are you listening to Joy right now? Listen to this song. Listen to this song.
Oh, it's
and
amazing.
It's a replay. It's a replay at 5 a.m. on Friday mornings of a show that's on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. called Soul Provider. We've got Matt from Soul Provider on the line with us this morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Morning, guys. How are you?
We are massive fans of yours, my darling.
Thanks. I'm a fan of yours, too.
Oh, good. You better be.
Yeah, Friday morning, we come in to prepare about an hour and a half earlier, and your show's replaying, And it's fantastic. Great music.
It's so, so good. Hey, now, how would you classify your music? What kind of music would our listeners be expecting to tune into 11 p.m. on a Wednesday with you?
Yeah, thanks. Look, I'm glad you enjoy it. Yeah, it's Soul Provider. So, you know, that's got the word soul in the title. But it's not your kind of traditional Aretha Franklin, James Brown kind of soul. Although I did quite like that stuff.
Yeah, love Aretha.
It's more sort of, yeah, it's more sort of kind of the soulful house, acid jazz, that retro kind of stuff you used to get out of the clubs in the 90s. You know,
so yeah, I think, bit of a beats up,
Soul
rhythm.
To Soul, Brand New Heavies, Incognito, you know, those sort of bands on the acid jazz side of things. And then some of the big band DJs like Miguel Meeks and Richard Earnshaw, Sean McCabe, you know, doing some of the soulful house stuff. So anything that's soulful, really.
Yes.
You had a track on Friday from Inner City playing that I haven't heard in ages.
And also
Lisa
Lisa Stansfield, which we both love very much. So so tell us, when can we catch you? Just to reiterate to the listeners, you're on every Wednesday, are you?
Yep, every Wednesday night. That's 11 p.m. till midnight. So okay. Taking you through to Thursday.
Great. And, is there a special theme
on stuff, tune in.
Great. Is there a special theme on this Wednesday, or is it just whatever we get from you?
Oh, no, look, I do try and sort of have themed hours. As long as the hour sort of, you know, the tracks all kind of create the same vibe and the same atmosphere. This week coming up, I've got a bit of a Brazilian feel to it, Brazilian house, beach house, because, we're coming into spring and the weather's picking up a bit. So
fantastic. What are we playing today, Dallin?
Yeah, the track I picked today is a soul-to-soul track, a bit more of a rare track, not a classic, but it's Move Me No Mountain from there.
Love
That's
this.
It.
Yeah. All right, well, let's all soul out together. That's Matt Warne. You can catch him every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. and a replay of your show Friday mornings at 5 a.m. Thanks so much for joining
us, Matt.
Morning.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Dallin.
Yeah.
Do you get obsessed with those Dr. Pimple Popper videos?
No, I actually don't, but I did see a disturbing picture the other day on Facebook of a man. He had the most massive pimple on the back of his neck. It was bigger than his head. It was actually bigger than his head. And I just thought, why are people getting off on this? This is disgusting, especially when you're about to eat dinner.
I reckon it'd be one of the most rewarding things to do.
So you'd like to pop the pimple on the back of his head?
Yeah, I'm dying to pop
Would
that
you wear
one
a mask?
On the back of your head. Turn around, Anastasia. Well, Dr. Pimple Popper has received some cupcakes that are inspired by her work.
Right.
And they look like a bunch of pimples ready for the popping. And in the middle is, and inverted commas, pus, recreated using custard and lemon curd.
So they look like pimples.
They look like, and when you bite into them, this yellowy stuff.
Oh, so there's custard in the middle.
Custard in the middle.
And that probably pops out.
And it pops out. And it looks, how's that?
That is absolutely disgusting.
Would that put you off sugar?
No,
not at all?
I'd lick out the custard. No, I'm kidding. No, it actually would. I don't I'd suck it out. No, but what I would do, I'm already off sugar, but it's pretty disgusting. I think most people would probably have the cupcake anyway, because we'll put a photo up. They look like boobs as well, don't they?
They do.
So there you go.
They're not very enticing.
Hey, now, I wanted to talk a little bit about height today, because we both get called pocket rockets from
isn't
friends,
that funny?
Don't we, isn't
and
it?
Separately.
Yeah. That's probably got something to do with our size.
And
we're
energy.
Not the tallest people.
No, but and also our energy levels as
yes.
well.
Yes. Now, I did notice, though, when I first met you, your boyfriend at the time was a giant. Now, I never really got to meet him.
He was over 6 foot tall.
Wow. So would you, like, have to get a ladder to kiss him?
Yeah. I just jumped up on the table.
Because there used to be, you used to do some bank ads with him and they were splattered all over Melbourne.
I had to stand on something. I had to stand on something.
You're like up to his boobs. So it kind of looked like he was carrying you around on his shoulder. Well, what was it like though? Because you've had both. Obviously you've had really tall guys and you've had short guys. What do you prefer? You like them your size?
Oh, it's easier when they're your height.
Yes.
Or just a little bit tall. He was very tall.
Yeah.
But
you didn't, that was okay though.
Yeah, it was fine. That's why my neck's so long now. But I've got the answer for it because there's these new shoe insoles you can get.
Oh my God, so you don't have to wear heels anymore.
You don't have to wear heels. They raise you by up to 5 centimetres. They raise your height.
Warren, all your problems are solved.
Oh, they're all solved. Well, so are yours.
All the giants.
I'll just put two of them in each shoe. If you went on a first date, or when you go on a first date, where would you go?
Where would I go on a first date?
Would you go for a dinner?
I'd probably go to the drive-ins because it gives us a good opportunity to cut to the chase.
So you would go to the movies?
Yeah, drive-ins though.
Really?
Yes.
I reckon movies are the worst first date.
Really?
Oh, honestly.
Why?
Because you go there and you want to get to know the person and you just sit there in silence.
Yeah, but if you're really attracted to each other, it just means that you can kind of like, you know, play with your little fingers under the little tape, you know, the seats and...
And do all that sort of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, I went on a movie date once and I said, you choose the movie and I don't know what. We went to this movie. It was just horrible. It was awful. And I thought, okay, well, am I meant to base my... you know, my perception of this person.
I just got a flashback. I went with my first boyfriend, Nick, right, and watched this movie. I can't remember the title, but what I do remember is Meryl Streep's head spun. Now, this is when I went, oh, my God, there's something wrong with this guy. He actually got frightened.
Oh, really?
Like, when her head spun, I mean, it's a movie, he believed that the head was spinning off his shoulder. Did I keep seeing him after that? Of course I did, 2 years on. Hey, now that you're single,
yes.
Are you sleeping with Fuzzy more or...?
No, I don't let him in the bedroom at night. He's got his own bed outside my bedroom.
I was going to say he's got his own bedroom.
It's funny you say that because he's got... Well, he does have his own bedroom, actually, because researchers have found that those who allow a dog into the bedroom weren't woken up any more than those who don't. But apparently if you leave him on the bed, that's when it impacts your sleep. But having him in the bedroom, no.
Right.
Recorded pet owners having sleep efficiency of 80%, which is normal.
Yeah, right.
When I can't have him in the room. He snores.
Yeah. Has Fuzzy ever watched you try to procreate?
No. I always ask him to leave the room when we do that.
Do you really?
Would you have sex in front of an animal?
No, I have a lot more respect for animals.
Yeah, I feel really uncomfortable. Anastasia, two sisters were at a basketball game in Atlanta.
Yes.
And they were watching the couple in front of them.
Right.
She was sitting in front of them and the woman was on the phone and she was texting someone and they were watching the text and she was cheating on her husband apparently. She was saying stuff.
She was being naughty.
Yeah. And they were taking photographs of the notes from behind, right? And then what they did is they wrote a little note on paper and they handed it to the husband and they said, your wife is cheating on you. Look at the messages under the name of Nancy. So she was using the word Nancy to hide
That's
her...
That's a bit fancy.
to hide the guy that she was cheating with. And said, sorry, I thought you should just know. They dropped this note to the husband and they provided their phone number so he could call back. Anyway, the husband ended up calling back and saying, hey, can you send me the photos? Because she's deleted all the messages. And so they sent through the photos. Anyway, it ended up the relationship busted up.
Did it bust up?
It completely busted up afterwards. Now, I was thinking about this. Do you reckon the girls did the right thing or the wrong thing?
Do you know what? I reckon they did the right thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's brave. I think it's brave. Why not?
I don't know. I reckon they did the wrong thing.
Why?
Because they were spying on someone's private messages.
They were right in front of them. They were spying. Sometimes you've got to speak the truth.
Yeah, you do. But no, I don't know.
So you wouldn't have if you knew. So let's take this elsewhere. What if you knew a friend of yours? What if it was someone close?
And I knew?
Yeah, that their partner was cheating on them. Would you tell them or would you let them work
it out?
Well,
if it was someone close, I'd probably... if they were really close, I'd probably be honest.
Myself.
Yeah.
How about me then?
Yeah,
what
I would.
If you knew my partner was cheating on me?
Yeah, if it was that I knew that it was, it was against your wishes and that you were being deceived, yeah, I would because you're a good friend of mine and I'd look out for you. But I wouldn't do it at a football game watching someone else's
text. It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a tricky one.
Yeah. I kind of think it's brave.
Yeah, that's
it. A bit naughty.
Hey, that's it for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well... Okay, then.
We're back on Thursday, 6:30 a.m. Have a great day.
Great.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.